So could you begin by telling us a little bit about Voices? What's the mission?
Sure. Our mission is to amplify voices in the Valley through the arts. And we're particularly interested in building compassion and connection and confidence throughout the Roaring Fork Valley.
How did the organization get started?
This organization started as the vision of Barbara Reese, who is our founder and board president. And she had a very powerful experience with the arts as an adult. She found poetry. So she was able to find her own voice as an adult through this very powerful art form and wanted to share that experience with more people, more adults, and with youth who could hopefully access their voices at a young age and start their journey of a lifetime of expressing who they are and sharing who they are with the world. And so she wanted to start an organization that not only focuses on poetry, but all of the arts, being aware that some people may express themselves best through movement or through painting, through music, and to sort of cast a wide, diverse net there with art disciplines and to then attract a wide, diverse audience and participation base so that we bring lots of diversity together in the room and it creates very unique and interesting experiences for us.
What's the day-to-day?
We're project-based, and so we build projects based on community need, focusing on collaboration with other community partners. So we set our goals based on what we and other community partners feel is most necessary. And so right now, most of our projects are either during the school day. We have a couple projects running at Carbondale Middle School and Crystal River Elementary here in Carbondale. And then we have an after-school high school program called the Voices Project, which is an original theater-making experience for high schoolers. And then we're also starting this year some creative expression workshops with English in Action and the Valley Settlement Project, and those are with adults.
You mentioned that production. Is that the one that's coming up this Friday?
Yes, this weekend. The kids take the stage at Thunder River Theater. So Thunder River's been a great collaborative partner with us. So we've had two teams of teaching artist mentors working in two high schools, so Roaring Fork High School and Basalt High School. And each group has created a one-act show, an original one-act show. And these artist mentors are puppet makers, they're musicians, they're spoken word artists, they're theater makers, they're movers and dancers. And so we guide the kids through a really unique process of what we call devised theater. So we don't start with a script. We get into a room and together, based on our ideas and the kids' ideas, we create these unique performance experiences. And so that's this Friday and Saturday at Thunder River. Our motto is to leap and build our wings in the air. So we welcome a lot of really yummy creative risk and boldness in the room. And we all grow in confidence and compassion together.
And the performers will be high school students.
Mm-hmm. All of the performers are high school students. And some of them, it's their very first time on stage. It requires a tremendous amount of courage and bravery, this process. And I always learn so much from the young people that we work with.
And so what I'm getting is it's all about finding that personal expression. And although it's called Voices, maybe it's not speaking per se, but
right.
There's painting.
A lot of movement. There's a lot of movement. There's puppetry. There's mask in both shows. It's that balance of finding my individual voice and how it fits in with the group, but also figuring out how to listen better to the voices of the people around me. So it's expressing myself and creating space for other people to be safe to express themselves, even if we're very different. So it's a playground for that kind of collaboration, this process. And we feel that that's needed so much in the world right now. And it's just a joy to be able to step into that space with a group of young people who are courageous enough to join us there.
And so beyond this performance, Friday and Saturday, how else do people learn more about your organization?
The best way, I'd say, is to go to our website, which is amplifyingvoices.org. And you can see there just some of the history of the projects we've done. We're only 2 years old, so we're very new and we're growing and we're learning. But that's a great way to introduce yourselves to who we are and our vision.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to share about voices.
Thank you, Raleigh. Appreciate it. And I wanted to just say a little bit about Katie and Kay. We really value what you all do here in the Valley. Like I said, we're wanting to build connection and compassion with what we do. And I just think that you are really a heartbeat for this Valley in that way of connecting all of us to one another. I can't imagine this landscape without this organization. So thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for allowing us to come and share what we're doing and hopefully connect with other people who want to come and see what we're up to. We really appreciate it. We're very grateful.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So amplifyingvoices.org?
Yes, that's us.
Wonderful.